Nintendo Foods.
Hello, I'd like to speak to someone regarding your use of palm oil in your peanut butters.
How can I help?
Do you have the information to hand about sustainability?
Right. What is it you're wanting to know?
We've been buying Whole Earth, and I've been looking at the ingredients. And in your product, you use palm oil.
Yeah.
And in some packs, for instance, they only use peanut oil. They don't use palm oil. So first of all, I was wondering why you use palm oil when they don't use peanut, when they don't use it. And then where does the palm oil come from? Because we as a family are very concerned about the use of palm oil.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if some packs use vegetable oil.
No, they just say peanut oil. Yeah, I read the ingredients this morning because I wanted to compare.
Okay. Well, let me just have a look here just so I can give you the okay, so the which peanut butter is it that you use?
It's the Crunchy Organic.
The organic. Okay, yeah. So the organic peanut butter palm oil is from Colombia.
Right.
Our supplier is part of an organisation called the RFPO.
I know about them, and I've done a little bit of research, and I don't believe the RFPO are actually sourcing any sustainable palm oil at the moment. I think the RFPO are just a body that say they're working towards it. Is the actual grower certified?
Yeah, they go through. It's very much similar to the Soil Association. You cannot carry a Soil Association stamp or anything.
I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Product. If you're not part of it and you don't adhere to it, and the RSP PO are a similar body.
Do they actually certify then? Because I don't believe that the companies. I mean, Unilever are a member, for instance. I've read on the website. I mean, there's some really big companies involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as we are aware, and obviously it's something that our brand manager is involved in quite heavily, they are an organisation that ensures that, because we know that the palm oil that is used in our product doesn't come from any area that has an effect on the orangutan habitation. So as far as we're concerned, it's doing its job, and where our supplier sources.
Well, Colombia's really heavily forested, so is it an area that was formerly rainforest?
I have no idea.
I'd really like to know that. I mean, it's good that it's not from Indonesia or Malaysia, because I know there's terrible problems there. But if it's from Colombia, then obviously Colombia is, I don't know what the percentage is, but it was, I mean, it's obviously in the Amazon rainforest. So.
Well, we, unfortunately, we're limited on the information because we don't manufacture the product, so it all goes through a third party.
We don't manufacture
it here. We are a marketing company here.
Oh, right.
We do not have factories or anything, so we source a supplier who can create the product for us, and obviously that supplier or factory then have their contacts who provide them with the raw materials to make the product.
Okay, and could you tell me the name of the manufacturer?
We can't give that information out, I'm afraid.
Well, I can't buy the product if I don't know who. If you can't get definite information about the grower.
We can get the information we have is from our supplier. Obviously, it's down to them, same as it's down to us, to make sure that things that we say are adhered to. So, from the Soil Association point of view, it is down to us.
Well, yeah, that's fine because Soil Association is recognised as
RSPO. It is with the supplier.
But the RSPO hasn't got the reputation of the Soil Association. It doesn't actually independently certify. RSPO, if you look at their website, it just says we're an organisation that are working towards sustainability, and we're trying to ensure that a certain percentage is sustainable, but they don't actually certify, as far as I know.
Right, okay.
There's no RSPO stamp to say.
No, they do issue certificates to say that the that the organisation that they deal with have agreed to the guidelines and everything that the RSPO recommend and lay down. So they do issue certificates, but it's not, you know, it's a different standard to things like the Soil Association that are, you know, they're a much bigger, much more recognised body. So from our side, obviously, we do what we can. We make sure that the supply we use is using palm oil that's not from a habitat that's an area that...
How can you make sure?
We can't. I mean, barcoding out there, there's not really much we can do. We, you know, we've worked with this company for many, many years. It was actually a company that had been making our peanut butters for the 40 years that the company's been going.
So is this, are we talking about...
So it's a trust issue, really, you know. We can't pin them down and ask them to prove, you know, produce documentation and go out and visit where their palm oil's coming from. We go on what they tell us.
That's fine. I mean, obviously, if there's a chain of custody, then it's a way of telling. But it's just, I mean, you're Callow Foods, are you? So it's not Whole Earth who make it.
No, we're Whole. The best way to explain is like there's companies out there that have their own. So like, chocolate companies, Cadbury's have got their standard Cadbury's line, and then they have different lines that are still made by Cadbury's, but aren't as recognised. It's so the company,
yeah, things like green and blacks,
that sort of thing. So the company is we're part of a big group who's Vasanen, and under them comes Callow.
So what's the name of the company?
Vasanen, and that's
how you spell that?
It's Vasanen.
Oh, right.
Vasanen.
German company,
Dutch,
right? Okay.
So, and under them falls, we have three companies, if you like. We have Callow Foods, we have Whole Earth, and we have So Good. And obviously, we then have the brand managers that deal with those particular brands. Which all fall under that group.
Right. Okay.
But as I say, the supplier is a UK-based supplier. They have been producing our peanut butter for 40 years, and from this point, you know, from this point of view, we're putting.
I mean, can you get what I'm really asking for is a guarantee that it's that the palm oil planting wasn't the result of deforestation. That's what I need, because otherwise we can't really we can't take. I mean, we're sort of whistling in the dark, really.
The only thing that I could say is if you had access to email and you wanted to put it into an email, I could forward it on to the brand manager and she could go back and forth with the supplier and see if there's anything that they can give them. But I don't have those details.
But I couldn't contact the supplier then?
No.
Why is that?
It's just information that they ask us not to give out. But as I say, if you want to email in... The brand manager, if she wants to make that decision, that's fine. Mm. But I can't make that decision. You know, we've been told not to give them the
advice. Oh, well, for the time being, obviously, I'm not going to buy the product because because it's palm oil and I'm avoiding it like the plague.
Yeah. But yeah, as I say, if you want to.
Okay, what's the email address of the brand manager?
If you send it to Consumer Services.
Is that one word?
Yeah. At Callow Foods. com, and the lady's name is Sophia Catton.
Is that PH?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, right. Obviously you can't get more information, so I'll have to see what I can go on.
All right.
Thanks very much for your help.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.